That is why Christmas tree farmers across the country have started planting Turkish fir. They're hoping it will be more resistant to Phytophthora.
They sure are pretty trees. The needles are nice and very glossy, a very shiny needle.
Ricky Bates is a professor at Penn State University and studies Christmas trees. Bates planted 3,000 Turkish firs at 10 different sites, one in each of the major Christmas tree growing regions in the U.S. Bates says that the Turkish fir isn't new to the U.S., but it has never been grown commercially, and he is hoping his study will show that it can be profitable for growers. And one major benefit is that Turkish fir has proven to be more resistant to Phytophthora.
Hopefully it'll be a crop that growers can make a little more profit on and not have to struggle with the kind of same disease issues that they do now with some species.
David Weil of Empire Evergreens in Painted Post is putting the final touches on a Christmas tree he just sold.
And so then this is what you give to a customer.
Correct. This is the final product. 10 years of work have gone into this moment when we hand it off to the customer and they can take it home and put it in their living room. Point out a few trees on the way. These are all balsam fir from here to the highway. You can see Norway spruce on the right. All right, these are Turkish fir.
They stand only 8 to 10 inches tall. A Charlie Brown Christmas tree would look big by comparison. These were planted back in April to determine how well the species will grow in the area. The Turkish is a slow-growing tree, and David Weil knows he is taking a risk by growing it.
If it takes 10 years, that's too slow. I really want a return in 7 to 8 years and get the next crop in and growing.
But Weil understands it's a useful research project, and he says the risk is just a normal part of doing business with Mother Nature.